So one of the most mysterious characters in all of Tanakh is Iyov. The main sugi of Iyov is in the Gemara and Bava Basra on the first parak. The Gemara has about 9 different shitas as to who Iyov was, which tkufa he lived in. There's even a shita who says Lahaya v'lai nivra, that he never existed. There's more opinions in the Midrashim. And the whole life of Iyov, aside from that being a mystery, the whole sefer of Iyov is one about mystery. Of course, the Sefer of Iyov is all about the Hanhagas Hashem in this world, about Toiv V'ra, Tzadik V'ra Loi, Rasha V'toiv Loi. Iyov comes up as one of the background characters in the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Gemara tells us that Paro had 3 Yoyatim, that he had 3 advisors, Iyov, Yisrael, and Bilam. The way that the Gemara tells us is that Bilam was the one who said to enslave them, and Yisrael was the one who stood up for Klal Yisrael, and Iyov stayed silent, and because he stayed silent, that's why all the Poranios befell Iyov. The Zohar has a different account. The Zohar says that in fact Bilam wanted to kill the Jewish people, and Iyov was the one who said you should enslave them. He said to be Meshabid them, Begufam, Bebamainam, and therefore the Zohar says, Mida Keneged Mida, he was hit with all the terrible makos which are described in Sefer Iyov. So just to bring out this inyan of Iyov a little bit, and how we find his presence in these parashios pertaining to Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's be makdim b'siyata d'shmaya with a few kashas. The Medrash begins Parashas B'shalach by saying, Vayihi B'shalach Pareh Es Ha'am. And the Medrash darshins Vayihi is a lashon Vay. So the Medrash says, who said Vay? Paro said Vay, woe to me that I let the Jewish people go. Vay is like a krecht, it's like a sigh of disappointment and regret. There's a Medrash Pliya which says that Moshe said Vay. The Medrash says, Mi Amar Vay? Who said Vay? Moshe Amar Vay. Vay li shaloi konis l'Eretz Yisrael. Woe to me that I won't be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So what's this idea of the Vay by Yetzias Mitzrayim? Secondly, the Zohar Kaddish tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was being mispala for the Jewish people by the Yam Suf, Hashem says to Moshe, a very peculiar thing, Ma titzak elai? Why are you crying out to me? The Zohar says, Ba'atika talya milsa. Right? This has already been taken care of, Moshe. Ba'atika, meaning that there was an ancient fix to this problem of the Kriyas Yam Suf. I have already, Moshe is told by Hashem Yisbarach, I have it all worked out already. All you got to do is go, everything's been taken care of already. So what's this Atika Tayal Milsa? Of course, every word of the Zohar Kodesh could be explained on many levels, but the Fi Madrigasenu, where we're holding, what does that mean, Atika Tayal Milsa? One of the most glaring kashas when it comes to the Shira Sayam and Yamsuf Bechlal is that the Iker Pasuk by the Shira is Ashira Lashem Ki Ga'ega Asus V'Rachma Yirama V'Yam. Like we see by Miriam, she repeated that Pasuk, Shira Lashem Ki Ga'ega. What's the idea of sus v'rachma? What's the susim got to do with anything over here? Does it really matter that the susim drowned in the yam? Rashi and the Ibn Ezra point out that the sus and the reichiv were like bound together as one. Why do we need to know that? But more importantly, why does it say sus before the reichiv? It should say the reichiv before the sus. It's only incidental that the sus goes down. Most importantly is that the reichiv, who are the oppressors, that they go down. Just Derech Agav, the Shem Yishmuel has a very nice chat. He asks, whatever happened to all the Mitzrim who died before Kriyas Yam Suf, who enslaved the Jews? They just had a good life of enslaving Yidden, and they died a peaceful death, and nothing ever happened. They had no repercussions. So he explains, no, that those Mitzrim who died earlier were Nisgagal and the Susim. So therefore, Sus Farache means that Hashem brought all the Mitzrim together by Kriyas Yam Suf to be ma'anish them for the Shiva. Now, another thing which comes up, which needs a hesber, the Torah tells us that the Yidden and the Mitzrim noticed that as Hashem was pouncing on the Mitzrim by the Yam, ki Hashem nilcham lahem b'Mitzrayim, that Hashem was fighting the Yidden also on another front in Mitzrayim. Why is that important to know? We already had 10 makos in Mitzrayim. The Iker focus is here by the Yam. Does it really matter to us that Hashem is waging war also with the Mitzrim in Mitzrayim? Furthermore, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Sheish Mios Rechav Bochor. that Paro took the choice chariots with him in this pursuit against the Yidden. Where did he get these from? Everything was completely wiped out by the Makos. So the Zohar Kodesh has an answer that the Satan gave it to Paro. Chazal have a different approach in other places, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Hashem. But this is a question which needs to be answered. And Bechla, when it comes to Eov, the Gemara says, Eov haya mesukan l'Pro'anos. He was already destined for Pro'anos. What does that mean? That somebody's brought into this world, that it's already been pre-decreed that he's going to live a life of Yisur? How do we explain that? So let's begin by saying the following. Chazal tell us, it's brought down Yaakov Ruveni in many places, and the Medrash Pliya and other Midrashim, that the Yidden were able to cross the Yamsuf, that the Yamsuf split in the Schus of Akedas Yitzchak. We know that every single year we live off of Akedas Yitzchak. We don't begin any year without the Tkiya Shofar, without the Zecher. Every single day in Davening, we don't begin without mentioning the Akedah. The Jewish nation lives off the Schus of the Akedah. So too here, there was no exception that the Yidden were able to cross the Yam in the Schus of Akedas Yitzchak. Now this idea of Akedas Yitzchak is going to prove to be very important in understanding the Sugya of Eov. Chazal say, Vayivaka atse oila, that in the schus of Avraham's chopping the wood for the oila, for Akedah, Vayibaku hamayim, that there was a split, there was a chopping of the sea. We find something fascinating in the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar says that although we see Akedah Sitzak as being the most perfect, flawless, single most important act in Jewish history, there was a certain flaw which took place in the Ma'aseh Akedah. The Zohar says that Avraham's bringing of the ayil on the Mizbeach was a pagam. It's a pagam which needs a tikkun. What could be so terrible about bringing the ayil? So the Zohar says that the ayil was brought as an oila. What's so bad about bringing an oila? So the problem at this point with the oila was as follows. That an oila is kulu l'gavoya. That it's completely brought on the Mizbeach, and not a single limb, any part of the animal, is to be taken by any human being, a kohen, or for the bialim to be eaten. Problem with the korban oila, if you only bring an oila, is that the fact that it's kulu l'gavoya means that there's no chelik for the sitra achra. Now why does the sitra achra want to have a chelik? Because there's a secret in creation that even the sitra achra, even the ra, derives its yinika, its nourishment from the Kedusha, from Klal Yisrael. It has a purpose in this world, and we believe that it has a purpose, and if it's not nourished, it has a taina against Bnei Yisrael. Here that Avraham brought this korban, this ayil, on the Mizbeach as a oila, without giving any chelik to the Sitra Achra, meant that this Satan has a kitrug against Avraham Avinu. Of course, this is a very deep yisod in Pnimis Atayr. We find this concept as well on Yom HaKippurim. The Yom Kippur is a day which the Gemara says is kulu l'gavaya. It's 100% the Kedusha, and there's no achiza from the Sitra Achra whatsoever. However, there is a korban, quote-unquote, which is brought, which does nourish the Sitra Achra on this day, and that's called the Seir Lazazel. Like the Ramban writes in Parshat Acharimais, that the secret of the Lazazel is to give a portion to the Sitra Achra, very much like we find by Mayim Achronim. When we eat bread, and we nourish the tzad, the kedusha. So the mayim achronim is the chelik which we give also to the klipa. And this comes up in many places as well. Another example of this is what by the tilin shel roish, that there are these little hairs of threads from the stitches on the top of the tilin shel roish, which is like the chelik which is given to the sitrach. So therefore, after the akedah, the satan came with a taina against Avraham Avinu in front of Hashem and says, "What's going on over here? You owe me a chelik." Now this all goes very nicely, because if you take a look at the Zohar HaKadosh and the Ramban and the Avudram, that they both learned that the whole conversation which is taking place between the Satan and Hashem Yisbarach in the beginning of Sefer Eov took place on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we know that the Akedah, depending on which Medrash or Chazal you go with, was either on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. And those are the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's really one long tkufa, which is a tkufa which is kula lagavaya. However, there is the Seir Lazazel. And the reason why that's important is because on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Satan is tining for its chelik. And it didn't receive its chelik by Yavam Avinu. So the Zayir says a fascinating thing. The Hashem's response to the Satan at that time was, don't worry, you'll have your chelik. I'll give you Eov. Eov is really the Seir Lazazel for the Ma'is HaKedah. Now, it's fascinating because if you take a look, and Chazal bring this out, but not exactly as clearly, which is going to be Masbir, what Chazal mean. As soon as the Akedah is over, the Torah tells us that there was a series of Ledas which took place, which Avram was informed about. That Milcah, the mother of Rivka, and that whole Mishpacha gave birth to many different family members. The Torah says, Ves Utz Bechoyroi, Ves Buz Achi, Ves Kmuel Avi Aram. So Chazal say, who is Utz Bechoyroi? Utz Bechoyroi is Eov. Why is his name Utz? Because it says in Sefer Eov that Eov was Me'eretz Utz. He comes from Utz. Not only that, but we find later in Parshas Shalach that Moshe is concerned about the tzaddik, the eitz, who is living in Eretz Yisrael. He says to the Meraglim, Hayesh ba'eitzim ayin. Is there a tzaddik who's called an eitz in Eretz Yisrael? Which tzaddik was he referring to? Eov. And we know that as soon as the Meraglim entered into Eretz Yisrael, Eov had died. Sar tzilam me'alehem. Ayin Rashi Shon. So Eov is called Utz. Ves Utz b'choyra. Utz is born after the Akedah. Ves Buz achiv. So Chazal say, who is Buz? Buz is Elihu ben Barachel, who was the friend of Eov. Ves Kamuel ben Aram. Who is Kamuel? So take a look at the Yaakov Ruveni at the end of Parshas Vayera. It's Bilam. So Bilam and Eov and Elihu are all born simultaneously after the Akedah. What's the Shaykhis of the Akedah? So according to this, it's very nice. Because since after the Akedah, Hashem created the Seir Lazazel for the Akedah because of the Satan's Kitchuk, who's that? That's Eov. And who's going to be the prosecutor against the Akedah? That's going to be Bilam. So Bilam was created to be the Kategor for the Akedah, to represent the Satan in this world against the Pagam of the Akedah. And Eov is considered to be the Sanegor, who's going to take care of the problem of the Kitchuk against the Akedah. We see here is a tremendous sugya which is revolving from the depths of the Akedah, which is a correction which needed to take place at the core of the Akedah, going back to Avraham Avinu. Now, when did this Maisa take place? It took place at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Medrash says, the Zohar there says, this is in Parashas Boy, that the reason why the Yidden left Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chipazon was because that was the time that Hashem let the Sitra Achra, the Satan, be manish and take his anger out on Eov. Hashem says he didn't have to leave Mitzrayim, but they have no schosim, and the Satan is not going to let it happen. The Midas Aden is going to be Mekatrek. So Hashem said, now is the time to give them Eov. And that's why the Yidden left Bechipaza. That's what the Zohar says. The Medrash in Shmoyis Rabbah goes further and tells us that when the Satan came and he said, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah by the Yamsuf, Hashem said, I'm giving you Eov. And at that time, he gave Eov to the Satan, and therefore it allowed the Jewish people to leave without any kitrug, because the Satan was completely invested in that Lazazel at that time, which was Eov. Which means to say that everything you see accounted in Sefer Eov was, according to one Mahalach, of course, taking place at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. A remez to this is that if you take a look In the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara says that Eov was hit with 50 makos. 50 makos should awaken a memory to the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Rabbi Yosef Lili says that there were 10 makos in Mitzrayim, that was only an etzba. But if you make a yad, right, because it says Yad HaGadoyla by the Yamsuf, so 5 times 10 is 50, there were 50 makos by the Yamsuf. So you see that the 50 makos by the Yamsuf were taking place on Eov. It's 50 makos, Bechinas 50 makos. So Hashem says that while the Satan is being Osik and Eov, the Yidden will cross the Yam. And afterwards, when they cross the Yam, I'll go back and I'll take care of Eov. Okay, so you see that Eov is still in Mitzrayim. This is brought out in the Medrash The Medrash says, Nisiyari Avraham min ha-Yisurin. Avraham was afraid from Yisurin. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Avraham, Ein ata tzarech. You don't need to worry. Kfar noilin mishi yekablin. I've already created and give birth to he who will accept your Yisurin. Who is that? That's Iyov. The Medrash says, the Chidah brings a nice remez to this. The Chidah says, on the Pasuk in Iyov, Vayach es Iyov b'shchin ra mikaf raglai. He says, Iyov b'shchin ra mikaf is Rashi Tevos Avram. To suggest that the Makos, what he calls that Avram was b'tmura. Iyov was a tmura of Avram. Right? That's why it's called Hamarviya. Hamarviya is a lashon tmura. That Iyov was like a tmura in place of the Yisurin that Avram should have had to suffer. So therefore we see that Iyov was suffering all these Yisurim by the Yam Suf. The Arizal brings a Ramazim to this. The Arizal says, Vayari Yisrael Seh Lagdola Sha'asa Hashem Yitzhen Vayiru Ha'am. Rashi Tevos, Es Hashem Vayaminu B'Hashem is Iyov. Rashi Tevos, Iyov. And he says, Yimin Hashem Nedari Bakoach Yimin Hashem Tirat Oyev, which is from the Shira Sayam. Tirat Oyev is the Osios Tzara'as Iyov. Azai Zok the Arizal. So we see that Kriyas Yam Suf was the Zman of the Piron of Iyov going back as a tashlumin for the whole inyan of the Akedah. Now there's a very important ingredient also which we need to know here, which will help us bring everything together with the Siyata Lishma. The Pasuk says, Hayari es Devar Hashem. This is at the end of Parashas Va'era, Makas Barad. Hayari es Devar Hashem, Yavdei Paro. Those who feared the word of Hashem from the servants of Paro, Heinis es avada ves miknav b'seich besai, that he brought all of his animals and his cattle and his avadim into his home. So Targum Yonasim says, who is this Yari es Devar Hashem from the avadim of Paro, who was afraid of the word of Hashem, who brought in all of his animals? Targum Yonasim says, Zu Iyov. This was Iyov. So therefore, Targum Yonasim says, to answer the kasha, where did Paro get the sheishmios b'achor? Where did he get these animals from? So it says Targum Yonasim, he got it from Iyov. Because Iyov was the one who had these animals. Because he was the one who feared the name of Hashem. So now, Rabbi Yisai, what's going on? Here you have what? That Paro is running after the Yidin in the chariots of Iyov, and they come to the Yam Suf. And the Yam Suf is about to split. And Hashem says to the Yam, Moshe wants the Yam Suf to split. And the Yam Suf says, I'm not splitting. Why not? Keep cheshbon now. Halalu ayv di avayda zara, halalu ayv di avayda zara. There's a kitrug. Hashem says, don't worry. Akedas Yitzchak. We have the Akedah. Everything's going to be good. Akedas Yitzchak. Right? Vayibaka atze ayla, vayibaku hamayim. We're going to split it because of vayibaka atze ayla. The Zaya says, no. The Satan says, you can't do that. I have a kitrug against the Zaya. You can't split the sea until I get my chelik. You need to give me Iyov. So Hashem says, oh, you're right. I forgot. Okay. I already have something set aside for you. Iyov is yours. Iyov is Mesukal Neparanos. I already have Iyov. I set him aside for this. The Satan says, great. I've been waiting for this all along. I've been waiting for hundreds of years to have my chedek from the Maisa Akedah. Can you imagine how thirsty he was to have a chedek in the Akedah? He was willing to live the Yidin alone for this chedek, right? So and during this time of the Kriyas Yam Suf, that the Satan was not allowing the Kriyas Yam Suf to take place, he's waiting for his chelik, and he's so happy now that Hashem mentioned the Akedah. He's bringing up an old issue. So where does he go? He goes to Iyov. Where's Iyov? He's in Mitzrayim. So what does it say? So Iyov is being punished, begufo b'mamono, because of everything which he did to the Yidden, right? So here, the Satan is blasting Iyov in his mamon. So he's blasting Iyov in Mitzrayim, but he's also his mamon he's blasting. So when the Torah says that there's makos which are coming upon the Mitzrim by the Yam Suf, who's bringing those makos upon the Mitzrim? The Satan is doing that. Which is a mamash, a very big yisod, because it's not the pshat that Hashem is drowning the Mitzrim. Hashem didn't drown the Mitzrim. The Satan was drowning the Mitzrim, because Hashem doesn't do anything which is ra. But this is like the joke. Hashem made a joke out of Mitzrayim, that even by the Kriyas Yam Suf, that it was kudo chesed mitzad Hashem, like the psukim say, Yemincha Hashem, Yemincha Hashem, Yad Hagadola, by Hashem it was kudo chesed. It was mamash kudo chesed. Any drowning, even on the mitzrim, was because the Satan was doing it. How was he doing it? Because he was drowning the guf and the mamon of the mitzrim. But since they're riding in the chariots of Iyov, so he's blasting the chariots of Iyov, so he's the one who's drowning them. This is the secret that the Arizal speaks about, Sichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim, right? that Hashem caused Mitzrayim to drown Mitzrayim. That's called Sechsachti Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. It's a secret that the Arizal speaks about. If you take a look in Parak Lamites in Iyov, there's actually a remnant to this whole entire concept. The Pasuk says in Iyov, Ke'es Bamarayim Tamri. Ka'es Bamarayim Tamri, Tishak L'sus V'rachvay. Just to explain the pasuk, Bamarayim is like a lashon of Tamura. Right? And so is the word Tamri. Tamri is like Tamura. That at that time in the heavens, Tamri, Hashem made a Tamura, Tishak, he made a joke L'sus V'rachvay, with this whole inyan of Sus V'rachev by the Yamsif. I'll just point out, parenthetically, before we conclude, and we go back and answer our kashas, that the Zohar does say as well about Iyov, that Iyov, the Sefer Iyov begins with all the parties that Iyov and his family would make. They made lots of parties, they were very wealthy. Every day was like a party in the family of Iyov. So the Zohar says that there was a kitchuk against Iyov. Because if you take a look in Sefer Iyov, it says that he brought korbanos, but the only korbanos which he brought were korban olas. And he never brought anything but an oila. So the satan had a tain against Iyov, why is he only bringing korban olas? So you see that Iyov, who was born out of the whole inyan of Avram's chet, he replicated that chet. If you want to stand a little bit deeper, the Arizal says that Terach was nizgalgil in Iyov. So Avram's father, who was Terach, was born after the Ma'aseh Akedah, that was Iyov. So the Mefarshim explained that all the Yisurim, the Nisyonos that Avram went through, was in order to purify his father's Neshama, Al Tzkibud Ave'im. And after 10 Nisyonos, Avram was completely disconnected from Terach, that Tumah of Terach, and Iyov was born, and since Iyov was a Gilgal of Terach, all the Nisyonos that he went through in his lifetime was to purify himself from all of the Tumah which he had in the previous lifetime. When you understand this Yisod, it goes like this. It's not that Avram did any chait by the Akedah. It was only because Avram was still connected to Terach that he was able to even do any pagam by the Akedah. It had nothing to do with Avram. That's why Hashem said to Avram in the beginning of the first Nisayon, the Torah says that Terach died, and Hashem says to Avram, Lech lecha mimolaretecha o mibeis avicha. That the whole purpose of all these Nisayonos are going to be to disconnect you from your roots, which is Terach. And by the final Nisayon of the Akedah, Hashem says once again, Lech lecha, as if to say, this is going to be your final disconnect between you and Terach, and it completely disconnected, and that's why Iyov was born after that, because Avram was now completely detached from Terach. The fact that Iyov went ahead and he repeated the mistake of Avram by only bringing an oil and not giving a chelik to the Sitra Achra, that doesn't mean to say that Iyov was just repeating what Avram did. It comes to show that that fact that Avram did it was only because he had a shaykhis to Terach still. And Iyov, who is Terach, that's why he did so. I bring this out because it must be stressed that the Akedah was completely perfect. It was completely perfect. Because Avram himself was a perfect tzaddik. Because he was able to be such a madriga. It was because of the influence that he still had from Terach that he did anything. And that's Nisbara in Yom Kippurim, that Klai Yisrael was completely, completely pure from anything, and we have no shaykhis to chayt b'chla. So therefore, there's a remez to this whole inyan by the Akedah. Because the pasuk says that Avram came itoi ve'es Yitzchak b'noi vayevaka atzei oila. So we said before vayevaka atzei oila, and that's chus vayibaku hamoyim. So take a look at the words vayibaka atzei oila. Vayibaka means the splitting. Atzei is a remez to Iyov, because that's Iyov. He's called Eitz. It's Utz b'charoi, and oila is a remez to the oila, which is the whole siva for the Akedah b'chlaf, for the whole kitchuk against the Akedah. So even the words vayibaka atzei oila, from which Chazal say vayibaku hamayim, implicit in that is there's a kitchuk against the splitting of the sea because of the atzei oila, because of Iyov and the whole inyan of the korban oila. But before that, we said the words itoi ve'es Yitzchak b'noi vayibaka atzei oila. The Rashi Tevos of itoi ve'es Yitzchak b'noi is Rashi Tevos Iyov, and that rolls right into the words vayibaka atzei oila. So now going back to our questions that we started with, we said, Ba'atika Talyan Milsa. By the Kriyas Yamsa, there was certainly Ba'atika Talyan Milsa. Hashem says, don't worry, I already took care of this a long, long time ago. A long time ago, I already took care of this. Because it was already determined from many years ago, by the Akedah, that Hashem already had the remedy, which is called Eov, that would take care of this problem of the Kitchuk against the Akedah by Kriyas Yamsuf. Furthermore, what's Pshat ki Hashem nilchon lahem b'mitzrayim? Why do we need to know that Hashem is being loichim lahem b'mitzrayim? The Teretz is because what we want to show us is that when Hashem is fighting the Mitzrayim by the Yamsuf, He's fighting them also in Mitzrayim. Because who's still in Mitzrayim? Eov is there. So it's coming to show you that of course Hashem is fighting with them in Mitzrayim. That's the Iker reason why He's fighting with them in Mitzrayim. Because Hashem said to the Satan, Eov is yours. Where is Eov? He's in Mitzrayim. It happens to be that the Iker Milchama the Satan is making is in Mitzrayim. But because his Mammon is also by the Yamsuf, that's why this is taking place. That's Pshat ki Hashem nilchon lahem b'Mitzrayim. It's very nice because there's a hekesh with this word nilchon. Because the Torah says in the beginning of Parsha Shmois, when Paro gets the suggestion to enslave the Jewish people, the Torah says, "V'nilcham lahem va'olam mitzrayim," that there was a concern that the Yidden would tag along in fighting with another nation against Mitzrayim, and with that Paro was concerned. Therefore, he enslaved the Jewish people. So the word there is the word nilcham, which is a very rare word in the Torah, and that was the eitzah which was given to enslave the Jewish people. So according to the Zohar, right, who gave that Eitzah? It was Eov who gave that Eitzah. So the word Nilcham, which is what's used in the beginning of the Shibud, is the word here, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lehem B'Mitzrayim, to show that the person who gave the Eitzah of Nilcham is the one who Hashem is being Nilcham Lehem B'Mitzrayim by the Kriyas Yamsuf, which is no other than Eov. So of course we explain Eov Hayim Masukan L'Paranas doesn't mean that Eov was Masukan L'Paranas just for no reason, right? He had a Shaychus to Terach, and he was born in order to receive the whole Kitchuk, and that was his tachlis in this world, to receive that blow and to be mashed on the whole Indian of the Akedah. Now our Kasha of Sus V'Rocha Rav Vayom, we can understand very nicely. Because the Pshat is not that Hashem was drowning the Reichet and the Sus also. The Pshat is that what was drowning, what was the real thing that was drowning? The Sus was drowning because it was the moment of Eov. And that's what the Satan had just to drown. But because the Reichet was connected to the Sus, right? So that's why the Reichet drowned also. But it was really the Sus which drowned the Iker, and then the Reichet. Like the Pasuk taught us in Eov, Ka'es Bamarem Tamri, Tishak, the Schok is, the Sus V'Rachmai. First the Sus, and then the Reichet second. So there's a Medrash which says that Eov, had he accepted the Yisur and Be'Avra, not complained, so Hashem would have said, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Eov. But because he complained, so Hashem doesn't say anymore, Elokei Eov. He's not Bechlal Ovas HaKadosh. So according to just the whole binyan, which we said before, we can understand why that is. The reason for that is because the whole Pra'anios, which was taking place by the Yamsuf, and the entire fate of the Jewish people was on the line. And Eov was the one who was responsible for saving the entire Jewish people. Had Eov not complained about the Pu'anios, it could be that Bnei Yisrael would have walked right away into Eretz Yisrael and it would have been no problem. And he had the opportunity literally to be like Mashiach Tzidkenu, because he was, even by Mashiach we find such an attribute that's farming out, that he's Mechul Omi Pshayinu, that Mashiach is the one who absorbs all the blows of the Jewish people. It could be that he would have been Mashiach. But he just saw his Yisurim in a vacuum, not recognizing that all of Klal Yisrael was going to be saved because of his Yisurim. Because he had such great Yisurim, all of Klal Yisrael was benefiting from that. Klal Yisrael was riding on his shoulders, but because he complained, so he lost out on the schus of that Madrega of Elokei Eov. So go back to our Medrash, which we said before, Vayihi b'shalach Paro Esa'am. Somebody is saying Vay at this Tkufa. Who's saying Vay? So one Pshat was Paro, one Pshat was Moshe. We can say that Eov said Vay. That Eov said Vay. That Eov was the one who complained about his Yisurim, which were taking place, because he didn't understand the oimek of where these Yisurim were coming from. So we have a pasuk by the Shir, which says as follows. Zek keli v'anvehu, Elokei avi v'aremimenu. So you could say as follows. Zek keli v'anvehu, of course, which is the great Yilui which took place by the Yamsuf. Elokei avi v'aremimenu. Elokei avi v'aremimenu. So you could say as follows. That the word Vay, like Vayihi, that there was a krechz called a Vay, is like the letter Vav, that's called a Vay. Right? Vav Yod is like a Vay. So Eov said Vay. So because Eov said Vay, he was poking in the Vav in his name. He was poking in the Vav in his name, because he said Vay. If you take out the word the letter Vav from the word Eov, it becomes Avi. So what it's telling you about Kiryas Yamsuf is that since Eov said Vay, like it says in the beginning of the Parsha, So instead of saying Elokei Iyov, what do you have? Elokei Avi Veramimeno. That there's only the Avos, which is Avim Yitzchak and Yaakov. But had he not said Vai, it would have been Elokei Iyov. Because at this time of the Tirat Ayev that Hashem was being managed Iyov, he said Vai during the time of Kiyas Yamsuf. We only have Elokei Avi, but we don't say Elokei Iyov. Shukar.